Creepos, not only are we not late, we are completely on time for you, our patrons. You know why? Because we care about you.
Weird.
Yeah, I know, right? Welcome to another edition of the Scum Stream. I am your host. My name is Vinny, and joining me as always, it's Hot Carla.
What is happening, Vinny Paulino? Good to see you again, my friend.
I'm really glad to be here with you this morning. It's Wednesday. It's our midweek creeps Scum Stream. And I got a lot of interesting things to talk about today. We got a podcast Hitman update. What do you mean we're muted? I'm not muted.
Am I muted? Are you guys hearing me?
Can you guys hear us? If you could hear us, say something in the chat right now.
You know what? I miss penis.
Are you a boner guy?
Check, check, check. Talk, Carl.
Check, check, one, two. The Cranberry might be fucking with us. Yeah.
Oh, you Cranberry,
you're a problem.
You prankster.
What are you talking about?
Carl, I got two podcast Hitman updates.
Oh, great. What do you got?
I got good news and I got bad news. What do you want to lead off with today?
Give me the bad news first, buddy.
All right, I got bad news. Anthony Lewinsky, Matt's father.
Yeah.
Passed away January 7th. Did you know this?
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he was
86. I know he wasn't in great health.
Yeah, he was 86 years old. Guy was born in 1937. Mm-hmm. So condolences, double condolences to the Lewinsky family.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you lost your patriarch and you still have Matt.
Well, he lost his daughter-in-law, too. So that was tragic.
Not exactly his daughter-in-law.
All right.
And that's not a trans joke. That's just like they weren't married joke. That wasn't like it's a dude joke.
Yeah, I'll take it either way. I'm fine either way. This is a bonus show, Vinny. What are you afraid of?
Not a goddamn thing.
I'm going to give out my Social Security number in a minute. I don't give a shit. Bonus shows? Are you kidding me? They can't get us here. They can't get us here, Vinny. We're protected here.
678-932.
We just got to watch out for Crane Baruti and his antics. Other than that, we're good.
He's a real, real trickster. So
yes,
an interesting thing popped up on Reddit recently, and it was shared in the Discord.
Is this the good news?
This is the good news was the dad got away from Matt.
Okay, I thought we were getting that. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that not good news for him?
I asked for the bad news first, but yeah.
Oh, okay. So somebody made a post on Reddit claiming that they were in the Mancom County Jail with Podcast Hitman as his bunkmate.
Yes.
And I have this post here. I have sent messages to this person to try to get them on the show. And guess what? No response. So this is the closest thing we have apart from the letter that we got from Matt himself where he wanted to bang your wife.
Mm-hmm.
This is the closest thing we have to know what his day-to-day is like in the jail. I'm going to read it to you now, Carl.
All right.
I just got out of... This was published by Revolutionary Pain 511 on Reddit. I just got out of Macomb County Jail today, 1-8-23, and Matt Lewinsky was my bunkie for about a month and a half. So I've got some interesting and somewhat knowledgeable insight on this guy for anyone interested. For starters, I have to say they need to reevaluate their classification procedures in Macomb County Jail because I was locked up on possession of a controlled substance, a very small amount at that, and they had me locked up with the worst of the worst.
Now everyone's innocent. Yep, I know. Well, isn't this always the case? I didn't even do anything. And here I'm with this guy, Matt Lewinsky. He's murdering his girlfriend. What the fuck?
Carl, could you imagine how bad it would be? Like, do you remember you told me that story about how the cops almost busted you for having weed?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine if they took you to jail for that and then they put you in a room with a 400-pound possible cannibal?
Well,
just wants to talk to you about Patrick Michael the whole time.
You know where I grew up, Vinny. I don't think that's possible. I don't think we had a lot of 400-pound cannibals where I grew up. But
well, I mean, I'm just saying, this poor guy.
Yeah, that would suck. That would suck, sure.
Yeah. So anyways, let's get back to this. He says, anyways, Matt was a real gem. Let me tell you why.
Oh, good.
Emotional instability, narcissism, and psychopathy are the main issues that plague the core of this man. Oh, did I mention that the MCJ deputies gave the food porter job to Lewinsky? Yup, he was the inmate that they had handpicked to give us our food trays.
Sounds like some poor planning right there. How come the food trays are empty?
How do these get so light?
Yeah. I thought there was supposed to be a cobbler. You smell like cobbler.
It's like the only job Matt would probably do.
Yes.
They were like, hey, we need you to mop these floors. He's like, nope. Could you deliver the food? Oh, I got
I don't
that.
Clean messes. I make messes.
He says, I think they did it just to fuck with us. Which
he's like, you want me to clean up around here? I didn't even clean up my dead girlfriend for 7 months. You know how lazy I am? You think I'm going to clean up around here? I lived in that place and I wouldn't clean it up. You're not going to get a fucking mop out of me, buddy.
Fucking everybody's food tray is just sitting in the hallway for 7 months. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I really hope that the guards were just fucking with the inmates. I think that's funny.
Yeah, that's a bad assignment for sure.
Anyways, I read a comment that alludes to the fact that his mental illness was responsible, but I promise there's so much more going on with this guy than mental illness. And yes, he was very, very weird when it came to the female deputies and nurses.
Okay. In other words, horny. Right? Is that how I interpret that?
I think that's a good assumption. He had some edema circulation issues going on with his legs, and he duped the medical staff into sending him to wound care every day on a daily basis.
Smart.
Now, that you know, does kind of tell me, because his letter, he said he has to get wound care every day.
Yeah, but why does he say he duped him into it? How does this guy know? Is he a medical professional?
Oh, this is just a criminal. Thinks he knows everything. So he get his leg wrapped with an ACE bandage. Apparently, the compression socks weren't large enough for his disgustingly fat ankle and calf.
I believe that, because remember, Matt was doing those workout videos for a while. I don't know how consistent he was doing those.
He filmed them the once.
Yeah.
He told me the best part of every day was when he got to go down to wound care and be with the nurse whom he had a delusional relationship with. I mean, he knew there wasn't any sort of genuine relationship going on, but he talked as though certain nurses were entertaining it, which I guarantee they weren't. Also, I sent my girlfriend a letter, and Matt paid me 2 ramen noodles plus postage to add a letter he had written to send along with it for her to give to her friend. Ha! I sent it, and my girlfriend threw it right in the trash after she read it and laughed. Woman would actually want this man in their life? Ugh. Wait, that's right. There's a whole subculture of chicks out there who dig serial killers and shit. Anyway, there's more I can tell you about him, but I'm going to eat real dinner for the first time in 7 months. On next week's episode, I get stoned and talk about podcasts, WWF wrestling, music, and football with Matt till 2 a.m. And the time I almost kicked his ass over a piece of cake. So he's got some stories he wants to share.
Hold on a second. This guy gets out of prison, and before he even has a meal, before he even stops at Applebee's on the way home, he's in our Discord sending everyone an update? Is that what you're telling me?
He's in Reddit. Reddit, yes.
Oh, this is in Reddit. Which Reddit was he in?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I pulled this because Alex found it, and he posted it in the Discord. So then I went to Reddit. I found this guy, Revolutionary Pain 511, sent him messages saying, hey, we'd love to talk to you, because I want to find out if this guy's for real or if he's not.
Christina, if you're still here listening, I know that you're on top of this. Where did this guy post this? And what's the best way to get in touch with him, do you think? Because I think she alerted me that there was something in the Discord about it. So
yeah. So those are our podcast Hitman updates for now. One guy's lucky he's not in there with him. And then his dad is lucky because he's not here with him either. So Reddit, not sure, Chrissy says.
Is it our which subreddit, though? Do you know?
It might have been the Who Are These Podcasts one.
That's what I'm wondering.
Because I'm sure it sounds like they talked about podcasts a lot.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So this dude's like, oh, I could be famous now.
So that's cool. So if everybody who has to bunk up with Podcast Hitman, when they get out, they become fans of the show, we're going to see our Patreon numbers go way up, Vinny.
Yeah. I got to tell you, though, I feel for this dude. Could you?
I'm
going to
take out a giant
load
based on this. I feel like nothing bad can happen.
Here comes that house in Florida.
Walking on sunshine over here.
Hey, Carl, speaking of Florida, let's head down there, shall we?
Let's do it. Let's go.
Now, police in Florida are asking for the public's assistance in identifying man they have dubbed the pooping perpetrator.
Wait a second. Before we go into this, should we just hit this real quick?
I was going to put it in post.
Well, I'm putting it in during. Are you doing?
I want a storm stream.
Jeez Louise.
I need a storm stream.
Song's always longer than I think it's going to be. Sorry about that.
Well, it's one of yours, so.
Sorry to break up your flow.
It's all right. The perfect perpetrator broke into a Joe's Crab Shack at 2:30 in the morning on January 21st. He was caught on surveillance video. And so they released 4 or 5 pictures of this guy and a couple of videos, but here's the deal. He climbed through a small window that he broke. He stole multiple items, including alcohol, and then he walked into the middle of the restaurant and dropped a giant shit right on the floor and then crawled out the window as if he was never there.
So they call him the pooping perp. I had some other names that I wanted to workshop with you, Vinny.
Okay, good, good. I'm into this.
What about the crapping crab eater? That sounds a little fun, right?
Okay, okay.
What about the runs robber? The bum burglar? Trespass ass? What about the feces felon?
I like feces felon. I think that's
How about the stool stealer? Well, I guess he's not stealing the stool. What about the shitty shoplifter? All right, here's my favorite one. You ready, buddy? The BM bandit.
The BM Bandit's way back.
Yeah, that's sorry. The BM Bandit. All right.
Technically, this guy did not like steal poop. He gave it as a
correct.
Gift.
Correct. Yes.
In exchange for goods and services, he took
his calling card,
bottles of booze and shit. So I'm going to tell you this right now. If you know, or if it was you, if one of our patrons broke into a Joe's Crab Shack and shit in the middle of the floor, nice work. But don't do it anymore.
This is why you should always bring a buddy with you when you rob a store. It keeps you from doing something embarrassing. If his buddy's there, he's not taking a deuce in the middle of the store on camera.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think, I mean, I know that they would probably release the pictures of the guy anyway, but do you think this story would have made the rounds if just some guy broke it and stole a bottle of booze from the Joe's Crab Shack?
Definitely not. It's because he shit up the place.
Yeah.
Once so they think it might be a disgruntled employee. To which a spokesperson for Joe's Crab Shack said, great, that narrows it down.
Joe's Crab Shack. Have you ever eaten in one of those places?
Oh, yeah. I fucking love crab.
I've never been to Joe's Crab Shack ever in my life.
No? They used to have one in Henrietta. It's not there anymore, but I used to go there quite a bit.
I don't trust, chain seafood.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with Joe's Crab Shack, okay? You walk in there, it's all
pile of shit in the middle of the floor.
That's the problem with the one at Fort Myers. Okay. But the other ones, all they have is picnic tables, and you put on this fucking stupid bib, and they have a roll of paper towels, and they hand you this giant thing of garbage food, and it's $1,000. Wait a second. So all of this just looks like a crappy restaurant, but it's expensive as shit. All right, weird.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Weird dichotomy.
The guy broke in and he took a shit where the cops caught him. They said, oh, my God, my mistake. This isn't the Walmart on Maybury.
Oh.
Come on, guys. Walmart humor in Florida. It's great.
Dale Maybury Walmart jokes, everybody. They never miss.
They miss every time.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that.
According to court documents, we got another fun one. A woman named Carmela Ann Maines was arrested in Clearwater, Florida. She's 57 years old, Carl.
Yeah.
So, gross. she gets arrested because she was supposed to be in court to face a shoplifting allegation, and she didn't show up, so they put out a, warrant for her, and they picked her up, and they took her to jail. And when they take you to jail, what do they always do, Carl?
They strip search you.
They strip search you. Now, during the body scan, they discovered an anomaly in her vaginal region.
Sure.
Now, during the strip search, the subject looked uncomfortable, and authorities discovered a glass crack pipe protruding from the defendant's vagina, according to the officers. Now, the affidavit states that Maine then took the contraband from her body and intentionally threw it on the ground and stepped on it in an effort to destroy the evidence.
Oh, evidence is gone. Oh, there it goes.
I imagine that it was like so slippery out of her pussy that when it hit the floor and she goes to step on it, it squirted out and just went. It just went flying.
I thought the opposite.
At it like a Josh Allen fumble.
I thought the opposite. I thought 57-year-old pulling that out just pink socked herself. Like have her insides come out with it.
Like a fucking accordion. It just makes a noise.
Hold on a second. I think I have a sound effect for what that sounded like.
No, that was all the officers' boners for the rest of their lives.
Could you imagine being her son? You're like, oh my God, mom, you're 57 years old and you're still smoking crack. Grow up.
Well, she had a different story. She said, no, sorry, guys. That's my dildo.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not a crack pipe. That's my sex toy. That's what I use to get myself off and burn my vagina horribly.
Yeah, well, the officer said, they go, well, then why are there burn marks on it? And she goes, sir, have you seen my vagina? No further questions.
They said that there was residue on it that was consistent with crack cocaine as
I see. Yeah. So how come they can
detect a new way to smoke it?
How come they can detect a crack pipe in a pussy, and yet the TSA lets 50,000 guns go onto airplanes every year? Can we get whatever technology, whatever crack pussy technology they have in this jail into the airports?
That this woman is a genius because they found the crack pipe in her pussy, but they did not find the key of cocaine in her asshole.
Good point. Yeah. She wanted him to find that. Exactly. Smart.
Everybody thinks she's stupid, but.
Yep. It's a decoy.
Yeah. So she's being held on a $3,500 bail. And according to reports, Maines has been previously convicted of trespassing, disorderly conduct, fraud, battery, driving without a license, and failing to appear in court.
So your average Florida resident. I understand.
Yeah.
Hey, Vinny, what do you think happened here? Do you think that she had the crack pipe in her pussy just for pleasure to begin with, and then the police picked her up? Or do you think she made a maneuver in the cop car? Because you know she's handcuffed. Is she going in from the backside and shoving that in there? Like, when did she get that in her vagina?
I like to think she doesn't remember.
Okay.
I like to think you've asked her. She's like, how'd that get in there? Oh, shit.
That would be my first question right there. It's like, okay, ma'am, when did you put this in your pussy?
Oh, shit. Bubba Balzich goes, Law and Order, crack pussy unit. I'd watch that show.
I'd watch that show, yeah.
I'd watch it, too.
It's a good one to fall asleep to at night.
Carl, I'm about to say something that's might be considered by some to be a little over the line, but these goddamn monkeys, these gangs of fucking monkeys, Carl.
Yeah?
They're just causing crime all over the place.
Why? What's going on now with these monkeys?
These fucking monkeys.
Davy Jones passed away a while ago. I don't know what the problem is.
A troop of wild monkeys in India. Here's our creep. This is the first time I've ever featured animal creeps.
Okay.
But this story is a lot of fun. Not so much for the family. A troop of wild monkeys in India stole a baby from his father and tossed the boy from a third-story rooftop, killing him instantly. It's the Kuala Lumpur baby throwers.
See, this just reinforces what I've always said. Monkeys are hilarious.
Silly monkeys. The infant's father and his wife are on the rooftop with their four-month-old son when several monkeys attacked them. The wife managed to escape the unhinged monkeys, but the troop cornered him. He tried to run off, but dropped his son as he did. So,
yeah, he's like, here, take this. He ran out of there.
I mean, that's what happened. His story is probably much braver. I tried to stand in front of my son to protect him, but they got him anyway. No, you threw the kid down and you ran.
Hey, Vinny, where I live, we have squirrels. I thought that was a nuisance.
Yeah. They're fucking throwing babies off the roof.
Fucking angry gangs of monkeys run around trying to murder people in India.
An investigation into this incident is reportedly underway. The boy died instantly. The enraged monkeys also attacked other relatives in addition to the boy's father when they responded to the roof, according to the outlet. The dead boy is survived by his parents and one sibling. The family had been prepping for the child's naming ceremony when the fatal attack occurred.
Oh, you know what that sibling was thinking after this? Oh, good. More chilled monkey brains for me.
Pass them around.
You know kids are.
They love desserts.
Now, did it say in the article, were these monkeys associated with the Bloods or the Crips? Because I didn't see that.
Didn't either.
By the way, the Indian
child's
Times
naming ceremony, the child's name was Ooh Ooh Ah Ah.
The India Times is the worst thing that's ever happened to India's tourism board.
It doesn't help.
Can you please stop posting the stories about the monkeys throwing the babies?
Disavow.
We can't have any more stories of monkeys throwing babies, please.
So in Tanzania, they said similar incidents were not uncommon in isolated villages and that this had happened not too long
Could
ago.
Could you please stop saying that this is not uncommon? Could you please say this is a very rare instance of monkeys throwing babies, please?
Stop doing that voice.
We need a better PR department.
Hey, Hank Azaria, knock the fuck off.
Come again.
The boy's death comes just a month after a gang of monkeys snatched a one-month-old baby from his breastfeeding mother in Tanzania. The boy, identified as Luhiba, was eventually freed but died from his injuries at the hospital.
I'm sorry.
Fucking monkeys are just throwing kids off of fucking...
Yeah, monkeys are hilarious. You know they're having a good time with it, too. They're not like, whoops! They're like, whoa! Look at me!
All I kept thinking of was remember the Disney cartoon, The Jungle Book? When they grab the little kid and they're throwing him through the trees and the kid looks like he's having such a good time?
Yeah, it's just like that.
Yeah. Nope.
That's what the India Tourism Board wants you to think, Vinny.
Oh, I should have just played that clip. I have actual video. And that just ends with splat. Mm. Now, Carl, a state that I'm pretty familiar with, Alabama. We're going down to Troy. I've been to Troy, Alabama. And they have a college down there called, I believe it's Jacksonville State University. They're very proud of that.
I thought it was in Jacksonville, Florida.
No, this is in Troy, Alabama.
What's the difference? What am I talking about? As if I would understand the difference.
I'm going to go with the medium income. The median income of the area. That's the difference between Jacksonville.
All those rich people in Jacksonville, huh?
Compared to Troy, Alabama.
All
right. Fuck yeah.
All right.
I believe Troy, Alabama, the last time I went through there, the big thing they had was a fucking antiques rodeo. That was like their big deal. So a Jacksonville State University football player charged with repeatedly assaulting a former teammate has applied for youthful offender status in the criminal cases against him. Jack Dawson, the punter.
Oh.
That's right. The fucking punter is getting one over on this kid. I have to point that out. Is accused of 3 assaults against a former teammate during his time at Troy University. The alleged assaults, which the victim said were the result of the player's perception that he was a homosexual, ranged from verbal harassment, which included sexual statements and homophobic slurs, to molestation and violence, ultimately culminated with the forced sodomy of the victim.
All right, so... Now, they sodomized this kid with a pool cue.
Yes, I have the story here.
Because they think he's gay. The punters are so gay. That's the gayest way to deal with someone. And can we stop calling punters football players? They're water boys with a good leg. Well, I don't even know why they have to wear the uniform. It's ridiculous.
I mean, also the idea of shoving a pool cue up his ass because he's gay is pretty dumb.
Dude, even when punters aren't gay, they're gay. You notice that?
Well, I mean... This guy, this dude is the punter who is the aggravator here. He's the one starting the fucking problems.
I know.
I mean, and he seems like a fucking idiot. Like, he's probably going to be the guy who's like, hey, guys, watch this. Watch me suck him off right in front of all y'all. look at what a queer he is.
I bet his balls taste like guy cum. Let me check.
Like, he's so dumb. Yeah. So here's the victim's story. According to a handwritten statement that was filed with the police, he was laying down minding his own business on a couch watching a football game on his phone. So they all are all over at some guy's house. He's laid on a couch looking at his phone.
Yeah.
Probably with his knees tucked under his stomach and his bottom in the air. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah. Tony Romo is so dreamy.
I love Tony Romo's commentary.
Yeah, he's just kicking his toes up in the air. Oh, Tony.
He says, guys.
You know so much about the defensive strategy.
And he's just smiling. He says, suddenly I felt something piercing and entering my anus/rectum area. The man reported to police, Jack Dawson deliberately shoved a pool stick up my anus/rectum. I had immediate intractable and excruciating pain. I immediately reached for the area and rolled on the floor, writhing in severe pain. I was extremely upset and humiliated by what was done and the laughter in the area that occurred by the players who saw it. After checking my phone, humiliated and deeply embarrassed by what was done to me, I got up and went to the restroom in a ton of pain, mentally and physically. I started crying on my way to the bathroom. As I sat on the toilet, I looked at my phone and realized one of the other teammates recorded the entire assault and sent it out to the Troy football players, including me. Ouch. What that a sucks. Bad fucking day.
That's a bad day.
Yeah. We don't know what position he was, principled uncertainty. I'm not making a tight end joke because obviously this guy's more of a wide receiver. Come on. Come on.
So, Vinny, your buddy shows a pool cue up your asshole. And the way you report back on this incident is that you were hurt both emotionally and physically. Because for me, it's the physical part that really is the problem.
Physically, emotionally is how you lead. Physically, emotionally.
Physically is really like getting something in my asshole from a teammate. First off, that hurts. That I am not happy with the pain part is where I'm really upset.
I'm very upset with I'm very upset that he filmed it. And then that comes later. My asshole hurt. Yeah, really that comes bad. Later. But I mean, they filmed it and shared it with everybody. Come on. Come on, boys. What is this about? Leave me alone. The victim's handwriting account said he was.
Wait a second. So you can be a gay guy, but I can't be an Indian guy? We're behind the paywall, Vinny. Anything goes here.
All right. Let's do it. Let's do a phone call from the gay guy to the Indian guy.
Hey, but I heard that you. I can't. Never mind.
Come on. Try to sell me cable, Carl.
I tap out.
Hello.
Have you tried taking the pool? Have you tried taking the pool cue out and putting it back in again?
Of course, it's a Wednesday. It's fucking Paul Lind. I'm just doing a Paul Lind voice.
Well, it started as we're big pants people. That was originally what it was. Then it turned into Paul Lind.
You know, Todd Youngman and I laugh at fucking Paul Lind clips all the fucking time.
Yeah,
because like they didn't even hide that shit back then. There was one he was on like the match game or whatever. And the question was, what would you say if a woman fell off of the boat you were on? And Paul Lind was like, full speed ahead.
Yeah, that's great.
It's fucking funny. All right, enough of that. So then another time, they're at a pool party at one of the guy's houses. And so Jack and another player picked this poor dude up. And we're going to throw him off of the balcony into the pool. Mm-hmm. But they fucked it up and just dropped him on his head.
Whoops. That's great.
Yeah.
These guys are funny pranksters. They're almost as funny as those monkeys in India. I like them.
They said the Jackson State did nothing. The final assault charge against us related to events that occurred in December of 2020. They said he went to the home of another player. With his homework, Jack Dawson soon showed up and began immediately targeting him. He wrote, he grabbed a drink for me. He commonly did things like this to show dominance over me. He knew I would not fight back. You know why this is? They always say that bullies are overcompensating.
Sure.
And this guy's the fucking punter. He needs to overcompensate.
Yes.
Like, if he doesn't find somebody else to pick on, they're doing all of this to him because he's the fucking punter.
Well, he's also not wasting his time getting laid because he's the punter. So he's got a lot of free time on his hands.
The victim said Dawson then sat on top of him and would not get up, despite pleas from him and another teammate. After he was able to free himself, he said Dawson attacked him. Jack then open hand slapped me as hard as he could, he wrote. I had immediate pain in my nose and face and started crying. Everyone else was laughing and kidding at me. Soon the former Troy player said that Dawson contacted him, telling him to come back to the house for, quote, a free slap. Other players, too, urged him to return to the home to settle things. I went back to the house not realizing that it was a setup. Well,
this
whatever.
Is going great. What an idiot.
This time, Dawson just punched me in the face a few times, causing, quote, even more pain.
And that's the way the news goes.
Yeah, in his response to the federal lawsuit against him, Dawson has denied all allegations, instead claiming he was the one victimized by the accuser.
Yeah, good luck
with
that.
I was just swinging in the air, Your Honor, and he was there, and he hurt my hands. Like, look at my knuckles.
Look at
He ruined my pool cue.
I was trying to get the bridge out because the cue ball was way out of reach, and then he's in the way, and you understand how this happens.
You think I could still use this thing to play competitively, this cue? It's covered in this guy's shit. Gay. All right. Well, that was a fun one, huh, Carl?
That was a fun story. Yeah, football teams are good times.
Are gross. Now let's.
How do you want to make the football team? Do you want to like audition, or do you want to get Sexton? I guess is the question.
Sexton!
Yeah.
A Pennsylvania woman has been arrested for murdering and dismembering her parents with an electric chainsaw, Carl.
Dude, why is everyone so comfortable dismembering family members these days? Like, I wouldn't have the stomach for it, personally. It seems outrageous to me.
I gotta tell you, not to mention, so many of them do it without a chainsaw.
Is it video games? Is it Pitfall? What's going on here, Vinny? I'm not up on my video games.
Did you say Pitfall?
I'm not up on my video games, but there's crocodiles in that one. It's very scary.
All I know is that whenever my wife starts yelling at me, all I see is those little paddles from Pong, and I see red, and I go crazy. That's me, though. So how many... An electric chainsaw to dismember someone seems like the efficient way to do it.
Agreed.
But it's also kind of like trying to cook a hamburger in the microwave. It's a shortcut, but not a good one. Because it's just
right. Yeah, you're not going to get great results from it. Yeah, it's going to be a messy one. Yeah.
And I mean, I know you're not necessarily looking for the clean cuts for your parents that you just decided to murder. But, you know, whatever. And the woman who did this, by the way, 49 years old.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't like a 21-year-old kid who's fucking on the TikTok and decided to fucking murder her parents.
Dude, if you want your parents gone, just give them COVID like the rest of us. That's the boomer killer right there. You don't have to shoot them.
Reed Beck, 73, and Miriam Beck, 72, are the victims. The daughter's name is Verity Beck. They said there were signs of extreme trauma, and I'll tell you that the chainsaw was found, the deputies said. Both Reed and Miriam were found at different stages of dismemberment. And that was one of the reasons that it's taken the time today for us, because they were not easy autopsies to conduct.
It's a work in progress. It was, they interrupted her in the middle of her job there.
This is somebody that is dismembering her mother and father and putting body parts in trash cans. So clearly, she's trying to get rid of the evidence.
Oh, you think? You don't think she's dismembering them as a science project? Yeah, no shit, she's getting rid of the evidence. That's why you dismember someone.
It's my thesis.
Yeah. I did a frog 3 weeks ago, and now I'm doing my parents. This is what I do. It's how I learn.
How do you get to know your parents?
Right.
I like to know them inside and out. Authorities made the grisly discovery at the family's Abington home on Tuesday around 10:30 p.m. According to a criminal complaint, Beck's brother, Justin, requested they perform a wellness check, telling authorities he had not heard from his parents since January 7th. Now, when he went to check on them himself that day, he spotted a body inside the home. According to the complaint, he urged his sister to call the police, but she said, sure, but I need a little more time.
Yeah.
Would you mind? Like, maybe
what's your hurry?
What do you mean you saw a body there? Well, it isn't going anywhere, and I'm busy this week.
Right, exactly. Mom hasn't taken a breath in weeks. It's fine.
Can I have more time? Why don't you just write down, I murdered mom and dad on a piece of paper and hold it fucking up for him? Officers were immediately struck with the smell of decomposing bodies upon entering the residence. Further investigation uncovered one body wrapped up in sheets and a comforter, in addition to body parts in garbage bags. They also found a chainsaw and three handguns. I don't know if she was trying to shoot limbs off of them. If the chainsaw wasn't
It'd be
working.
Just as efficient. Yeah, why not?
Two of which were registered to the daughter. Inside the house, Miriam Beck was a retired school nurse and Reed Beck was a retired steam fitter. Each of them was shot once in the head through a pillow. So they were shot first, and then she decided to try to get rid of the bodies.
Well, no, it says in there they're hoping that they were shot first before the dismemberment in the article. I'm like, hey, good
that
news.
That is true.
Good
that
news.
Is true.
That is definitely the order it happened. Could you imagine her mom going, Verity, honey, why are you sawing off my arm?
Why are you sawing off your dad's arm?
Verity, what are you up to right now?
Hold on.
You definitely shoot them first.
You'll get your turn. When police asked her, where are your parents? She said, they're dead.
She was right.
She's not a liar.
No.
She's a lot of things,
gotta
but
give
she's
her that.
Not a liar. That
gotta give her
Beck.
That. Well, maybe she's proud of her handiwork.
Carl, I got one more story for you this morning.
Hold on real quick, though. There's one more thing in that story where they said.
Lay it on me. I must.
Yeah, at the end of the article, they say that they don't know what the motive is. However, it appeared that she was trying to open up a safe in their house. Now, Vinny, I just want to point this out to future criminals. You have three handguns, and it never occurred to you to make your dad open that safe? Before he knows the combination. Before you kill him, put the gun to his head. You know you're going to do it. and make him open the safe.
You know that if you told this to Verity, she would go,
oh, yeah.
Damn it!
She'd be like, I didn't have to kill him, do I? Fuck! What was I thinking? Could have gotten rid of the whole dismemberment thing, which was very messy. Huge waste of time.
Wouldn't it be funny if they open it and like the only thing in there is Fig Newtons? And that's like what the whole thing was about. She just kept eating all their Fig Newtons.
Could have been.
And they had to fucking hide them.
I have a feeling there was more than Fig. I don't know why you're thinking of Fig Newtons at lunchtime over there, Vinny. What's going on? Fig Newtons.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Where did that come from?
I'm just saying it would be funny if it was like there was really nothing in there.
Yeah, all right.
So, Carl-
Fig Newtons, cookies, chocolate bars, you know, just something in there that you could snack on. I get it.
Yeah, pretty much. So we talked a few weeks ago about Brian Walsh. He's the gentleman whose wife went missing right around New Year's.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, where she went. And nobody believes him because they saw him at Home Depot buying all sorts of stuff to clean up a body. More evidence has come out. He was arraigned last week. Now, he was arraigned a week ago today in the afternoon, so we couldn't cover this all last week, but we're going to do this now. Brian Walsh was formally charged with murder and the disappearance of his wife, Anna Walsh, in Cohasset, Massachusetts. Disturbing new details have been released. Now, Carl, let's start with this. I'm going to give you the timeline of everything that we know.
Okay.
January 2nd, Brian Walsh was allegedly seen on surveillance video. Okay, sorry. Let's start January 1st. Shortly after having dinner at the home with her husband, a friend left at around 1:30 a.m. because they had a New Year's Eve party. About 3 hours later, some internet searches began. Here's what Mr. Walsh was searching on his son's iPad. How to stop a body from decomposing. 10 ways to dispose of a body if you really need to.
10 ways. I want options here. What do you got?
Chop it with a chainsaw, Charlie.
No. What's number two?
Oh, man. Where's Paul Simon when you need him?
Yeah,
10
must
ways
be.
To dispose of a body. How long for someone to be missing to inherit? That's fun. Put your motive right in there, too. How to throw away body parts. How long does DNA last? Can identification be made on partial remains? Can you be charged with murder without a body? Can you identify a body with broken teeth?
Public service announcement. Google is not your friend. Google is a narc. Okay? Imagine if any other company you worked with betrayed your trust like this. Would you be okay with that, Vinny? Sure, today it's murder. I get that. But what about like noble crimes, like ripping off the IRS? You want Google narking on you for that too?
I'm telling you, man. And Google will narc you the fuck out.
Fuck yeah, they will. They love the IRS, those fucking assholes.
Now, beginning December 27th, they also said that Brian was Googling things like, what's the best state for a man to be divorced in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, usually, the way that Google searches work, I know is from marketing, is you start with more broad topics, and then you narrow down into specifics. Like, it starts with, yeah, you know, where should I get a divorce? And then a month later, it's, how do I bury a body and have no one find it?
How do I get rid of my bitch wife, Anna Walsh's corpse that's laid?
By the way, Vinny, since I'm giving PSAs today, a lot of people don't know this, but if you include asking for a friend at the end of the search query, it's not admissible in court. You just have to put it there, asking for a friend.
Ha ha! Asking for a friend.
That's all it takes.
Your Honor, he may have wanted to know what to do with the corpse of his wife, but he was just asking for another friend. Who is that friend? It was the son. It was his iPad.
That's true. That's a good point.
I blame the kid. So they have this New Year's Eve event. Brian Walsh was and his wife were at the house at 1:30 a.m. on New Year's. The friend left. He starts searching the internet. He told investigators his wife left around 6 a.m. on New Year's Day in a rideshare to Logan Airport. No one has been able to find any record of that, which you would think would be pretty easy to fucking find.
Yeah, don't say she's going to the airport. It'd be very obvious to know whether she got there or not.
Yeah. So Ann Walsh
say she's driving to DC on her own, you know, then there's a lot more land to cover to try to find her body.
Yeah.
What do it I was, know, though?
Her phone was completely inactive until 3:14 a.m. on January 2nd when it was turned off. Now, There's no activity on any of her credit or debit cards. Weird, right?
That doesn't make any sense, Rick.
Brian Walsh was seen January 2nd at a Home Depot pushing a cart with cleaning products, including brushes, mops, tarps, buckets, goggles, and a hatchet. He paid $450 cash for the items before leaving the store. The next day, Walsh's phone data showed he traveled to an apartment complex in Abington, exited a car near a dumpster, and walked to it carrying a garbage bag that appeared heavy and left it. He allegedly went to two more complexes, one of them in Brockton, and threw items in those dumpsters as well. So, buddy, you brought your cell phone to do that. Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah. Not going well for you, buddy.
Beeland said Walsh then did more Google searches about decomposition, including what happens to hair on a dead body. Now he's just curious.
Yeah, right.
Now he's just being silly.
He's just being impatient. He doesn't want to wait to see.
They say that January 4th, he went to a store and bought towels, bath mats, and men's clothing, and then went to Lowe's where he purchased squeegees and a trash can. Ann Walsh's body was reported missing by her coworkers on January 4th when she didn't show up for work. Now, when the Cohasset police went to Walsh's home that day for a well-being check, Beeland said officers noticed the seats in his Volvo were down and there was a plastic liner in the back of the car. The prosecutor said chemists later analyzed the car and found blood in it. Walsh's phone records allegedly show he went to his mother's house in Swampscott on January 5th and also stopped by a dumpster there. On January 8th, police searched the couple's Cohasset home and allegedly found blood in the basement, a damaged knife with blood on it. A second knife was also found. Beeland said Brian Walsh was arrested that day and initially charged with misleading investigators. He pled not guilty. So they're holding him, and then they start doing some more research, and the items that were put in the dumpster by his mom's house ended up at a transfer station where they recovered 10 trash bags, and they said that there were bloodstains on the items inside, including towels, rags, slippers, tape, a suit, gloves, cleaning agents, carpets, rugs, Hunter boots, a Prada purse, Anna's COVID-19 vaccine card, a hacksaw, a hatchet, and some cutting shears.
Your Honor, can I please interrupt you? We, the jury, find the defendant guilty. Can you stop naming off all of the evidence? We get it. He did it. Moving on.
Carl, would you like to know the most startling thing about all of this? Since they have not found her body, do you know the history of convictions for people when they haven't found the body?
It's a high percentage.
It's like 50-50.
Okay.
That in itself is really, really incredible. You would have to think that, like, in the 50%, they have, like, the murder weapons with blood and fucking evidence on them. But
and Google
searches.
They don't
find the body.
Yeah.
Right. You got a 50-50 shot of getting away with that shit.
Okay.
I think
is
Brian
that your
Walsh
PSA?
Did it, though.
Is that your PSA?
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say I think Brian Walsh did it, though.
I think he's going to be found guilty on this one. He did not do a good job covering his tracks.
Yeah. So he's being held without bail. And I just have to say, what a dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a smart guy.
Not a smart guy. So, Carl, those are all the stories I have for this morning. I have to take my dog over to get groomed in a couple minutes. But before we go, I want to shout out to some of our patrons, all of our VNN True Believers, Excelsior to you, all of our Cuzzaroos.
Cuzzaroo.
I need y'all to think about what you've done. To my creepomaniacs out there, you're the greatest. And, of course, our Scum Parade Merry Marchers, you are the cream of the crop. And
please
thank you for your support. We will be back next Wednesday with another bonus episode right here on Patreon and Supercast. And, as of course, Monday we will be back in studio with a brand new episode. Carl, what do we want our category to be next week?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot with us right now?
Yeah, I'm asking you to participate in our show.
Well, we got a ton of great suggestions when you tweeted out and ask people what we should do. So we should go back through that list because there were some good ones.
Let's take a look here. Let's see what some listeners suggested.
We're doing this in real time right now?
Why not? Why not? What else do we got to do?
I got to eat lunch and prep for Who Are These Podcasts, but go ahead. Let's take our time.
Who Are These What?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Folks, we'll pick it. We'll let you know. Who gives a shit? Carl doesn't.
Good idea. There you go. There you go, Vinny.
I'm just trying to do something with our listeners, but Carl doesn't want to have any of it. Have a great day, pal.
You too, buddy. It's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Gagia.
Bye, kids.